Hello. Welcome to 5 minutes of Pastor to Jesus Christ, still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, today we are still continuing with all the beautiful things you have been sharing concerning the Holy Spirit. I think the Holy Spirit is wonderful, you know, and we have received the Holy Spirit into our lives. And because we have received him into our lives, we have to learn to acknowledge him. You see, so we are still talking about acknowledging the ministry of the Spirit in your life. You see, not having him just sitting down in you and not doing anything, or not acknowledging, even though he's doing things in you, you must acknowledge what he's doing. The more you acknowledge what he's doing, the more you see the reality of what he's doing in your life. Yesterday we spoke about the fact that he's a spirit of counsel, and he's there to counsel you and lead you where you're supposed to go. Apart from the fact that he counsels you, he teaches you in life. He teaches you concerning different things, concerning every single thing that is needed. You see, so I have a teacher in me, and I know and I acknowledge that teacher in me. Therefore, I can do all things through Christ. You see, he's actually the anointing. He is the anointing of God. He's the power of God, and he's the anointing of God that is resident in you. So when the Bible says that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, you see, he's talking about Christ means the anointing and the anointed one. You see, so he is the anointing. Hallelujah. And because of him, you can do all things. So I don't say that I don't know how to do this, I don't know how to do that. You may have been trained in sewing clothes, but if you are given an opportunity to be a manager, a bank manager somewhere, you can do it. You can do all things. The Holy Spirit is there to teach you. You see. Now, when you read in John chapter 14, verse 26, the Bible says that by the Comforter, he's talking about the Holy Spirit now. He's by the Comforter. He's called Comforter. So he's there in your life to comfort you. You see. He's there in your life to comfort you, to help you, to bring joy to your heart. All these are various ministries of the Spirit. You see. It says, by the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he says, he shall teach you all things. He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. So he has a ministry of teaching you all things. Now, all things means all things. What is it that you want to know? What is it that you want to learn? The Holy Spirit can help you. He's not talking about only the Word of God. He teaches you the Word of God because he's the author of the Word. He opens the Word of God to you and lets you understand. He's the spirit of understanding, really. He's the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of counsel. You see, he's the one who lets you understand the Word of God when you read it. Without him, the Word of God will mean nothing. We will not be able to understand it. So he teaches us the Word. Apart from teaching us the Word of God, he teaches us the Word of God in such a way that we can apply it in every single aspect of our lives so that we can function as God wants us to in this earth. You see, he teaches us. He has the ministry of teaching. You see, and one of the things he teaches you is all the beautiful things that God has brought into your life. He lets you know what God has brought into your life. When you read in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11, the Bible says that for what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of that man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the spirit of God. Then he says, we have received not the spirit that is of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given unto us. You see, he says, we have received the spirit that is not of this world, but the spirit that is of God, so that we might know the things that are freely given to us. Then he says, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth. So the Holy Spirit teaches us all the things that God has brought into our lives through Christ Jesus. You see, so he teaches you concerning righteousness, concerning glory, concerning soul winning, concerning all the beautiful things. How do I know the Word of God like I do? I know it because the Holy Spirit has been teaching me. You see, I acknowledge the fact that he's my teacher. I don't know, there's this guy who opened the Bible and said, God, lead me somewhere. And he opened it. The first place he turned to was, whatsoever thou that doest, do with all thy might. Then he closed it and then opened it again. Then he saw the portion where Judas hanged himself. Then he closed it and then said, no, that one is not good. Then he opened it again and then he saw another place where he said that, what thou doest, do quickly. So he puts together that God said he should hang himself. That's not what God wanted him to do. You see, that's not what God wanted him to do. The Holy Spirit teaches you. So before you open your word, the Bible, ask him, the Holy Spirit, I know you are my teacher. Teach me your word. Help me get to understand your word. Help me get to know what you want me to read. Because the Bible is so big, you don't even know where to start from. The Holy Spirit is the one to teach you. He teaches you the word. He is the author of the word and hence can teach you. And he teaches you concerning every single aspect of life. Concerning your academics, he teaches you how to marry. You will not know how to marry if the Holy Spirit does not teach you. He teaches you how to marry. You see, success in marriage is by the Spirit. Success in life is by the Spirit. He teaches you. He's a great teacher. He's a teacher of all teachers. And he's there in your life to teach you. So acknowledge his ministry. Don't leave him behind. Acknowledge him. Say to yourself and whisper to him, dear Holy Spirit, I know you're my teacher. Therefore, I receive your teaching ministry in my life today. In Jesus' mighty name. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, God bless you. Bye-bye.